we are now joined by the winner of tonight's Victoria's Voice 200, Chandler Smith, driver the number 18 Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Chandler, just take us through those last couple laps there after the restart before you cross the finish line there.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, so the second to last restart where I was the leader, Kyle was behind me. We kind of lined that up, and he pushed me and then stuck me three wide middle. And I was like, all right, Kyle, I'll see how it's going to be. We're not going to be Team KBM here. So, all right, I'm going to put that in the memory bank, and I want to remember that. So we got to a situation where I got to do it to him there at the very end. So I did it right back, and it paid off. So the good Lord has a plan for everything, and I guess there was a lesson to be learned on what he just did to me so I could do it right back for the win.
Okay, we're going to open it up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. Right there.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. First off, congratulations. Tell us about that block by Zane. Were you expecting him to chop you off so aggressively, or?
No, I definitely was, but I mean, he did a good job not wadding both of us up. He could have. There's other drivers in the truck series that would have been even more aggressive, and we probably would have both wrecked. So the way he threw it and all, and still timed it, and didn't do anything like super dirty. I got a lot of respect for Zane as a driver for sure, so I really do appreciate that as well. Him not pulling a bonehead move just as bad as, like, it's the last lap. Of course you're going to block like that, but there's a fine line of there's a right way of doing things and a wrong way of doing things. He definitely did it the right way. There's a lot of drivers that don't know how to do that for sure.
Any other? Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Was this a race that you felt was kind of yours to win? And, I mean, how does it feel to be able to pull those types of moves off and kind of and win this race,
yeah,
you know, with what you did? And
yeah, for sure. So what all started this, honestly, is, and this kind of sounds silly, is this 20 minutes of practice. Just being able to go out and kind of have a feel of what I'm going to have to work with in the race. And also, if it's not that great, we could work on it a little bit. Nothing crazy, but, I mean, little things here and there was huge for us. I said it before on my pre-race. I was like, just being able to go out and know what I'm going to have in qualifying and in the race, it doesn't even matter if we're not even good. It's just a different level of confidence booster than just, let's show up and race, boys. Come on. That's not fun at all. I don't feel like that's good racing for at least the drivers that are rookies and don't have much experience, and they got to have to level the playing field. You definitely need that practice to work on your stuff. So it was definitely good. I haven't had a good track record of mile and a half, and it goes back to the experience. I don't have any experience on them except for what I've done in the truck series as well. So definitely a lot of learning lessons that's taught me and led me to this victory tonight. But practice was definitely a key factor, I would say.
Okay, we're going to go right in the middle there.
Well, Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Chandler, take us through the conversations on the radio in the last couple of restarts. Was it a case of who's watching out for who? What was going on? Was there anything? Was there any thinking cross?
Yeah. So personally, and like you can go rescan my radio. Like I was actually trying to look out for my teammates more than I was myself a little bit at certain times, just because it'd be awesome if we could finish 1, 2, 3 as an organization. That's good. So this is a track where you can kind of control that a little bit if you time everything right and do the right things. But it got down to a point of where I was still looking out for them, but I had to make a decision if it was going to help me or is it going to bite me. So it was a mix of both. When it got down to the very last of the restarts, I started having to look out for my team instead of the whole organization.
We'll go to Jim right here in the front.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. Chandler, you kind of had a breakout season last year in trucks. I just wondered, do you feel personally as a driver that you kind of picked up where you left off last year and
yeah,
your team, or do you feel like you might even be in a better position than you were ending last year?
Yes and yes. Yes, I feel like we're better, and yes, I feel like we're picking up where we left off as well, mainly because where we left off was a really good ending to the season. And it gave us a whole 2 months, month, whatever it was for the off season to think about things of our approach for next year and what we're going to do with our sim time. Like different mindsets and perspectives going into race weekends, just differently than what we've done in the past. And we changed a little bit of that halfway through last year's season and that's when everything started turning around for us as a team. So addressing that and realizing that was a big factor in the success we started having and going on with it, because what we do is completely different than what our teammates do as far as having mindsets, stuff like that, like the way we go about just thinking about different things with the resources we have to our ability. So with that being said, just doing what we know and doing what we do best. Danny Stockman's a hell of a crew chief. He knows he's been doing this for a long time. He's really good. He has a lot of faith in me as a driver, and I have a lot of faith in him as a crew chief. You got to have that to be successful regardless. You got to trust in your crew chief, and your crew chief's got to have faith in your feedback and trust. If you're asking, I need to be five numbers freer. Okay, if you're asking for five numbers freer, here you go. Not a, well, he said he needed to be a little freer. I'll just do a little bit because I think that's what needs to be done. That's not a championship-oriented team, in my opinion. What we have and what we've built in the 18 camp now, I definitely am confident enough to say that you should probably be hearing from us in Phoenix now.
We'll stay over here with Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Chandler, how do you go into Atlanta not knowing what to expect with the repave? And are you excited about it?
No, not at all. I'm not excited about going to Atlanta at all, to be quite frank.
Do you expect it to race like Daytona Talladega?
Yes, 1,000%. They had a test, and I seen videos of how it was. So I got to race Atlanta one time. That was a track I grew up watching, and I was like, this is awesome. It's a driver's track. It's my home track. I've been watching NASCAR races there since 2 years old. And the one race I got to go there and actually race on the NASCAR circuit, I broke. So I was so excited going into next year getting a redo. And then, oh, we're going to repave. It's like, what the heck? I didn't even get to – it's kind of like a heartbreak, honestly. But, yeah, not thrilled for it, but whatever.
And how do you how are you approaching fatherhood?
I'm excited. I've been doing my best to help my wife in every aspect and ratio I can. She's amazing. I hats off to all the women out there that like go through pregnancy. They do not get enough credit for what they go through. Oh my gosh, it is horrendous. I have the utmost most respect for all women. Say what? No, I haven't done any of that yet. I needed to go through some classes probably though. We're due August 21st. Yeah, found out the gender April 2nd. We'll be doing a live stream of the gender reveal. Say what?
Don't blow anything up.
Oh, okay, we won't.
Oh, we'll go right in the back there.
Mitchell Brewer, News from the Pits. Chandler, this win is the first for the new truck that Toyota has brought out for this season. Just what does that mean for you, and what have your initial reactions been to the new truck?
Well, heck fire. I didn't even know that. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. That's awesome. You hear that over there, Lisa? I'm the first one. That's awesome. Look at that. It's pretty good. No, I didn't know. That's pretty big, especially because it's going to be a new era for the whole truck series and the Tundra TRD Pro. Toyota and TRD do an amazing job translating their production vehicles to our race trucks every single year. And they hit the nail right on the head for this truck especially. So it's an honor to actually have that title. I didn't realize that. That's pretty cool.
Bob, did you have a question?
Did you find it any different with bump stops?
Yes, 1,000%. Keep them forever. There's a lot more. Just for like instance, Atlanta. Like I broke the right front stopper. We couldn't even fix it in a pit stop until I'm 4 or 5 laps down. And a bump stop, you just switch it out in half a lap and go. Makes your day a lot better. But also, there's a lot more adjustability there as well instead of a stopper.
But did it? The other drivers I talked to said it didn't feel any different. So did it feel any different?
It doesn't necessarily feel different, but there's, like, I come from super late model racing. We run bump stops all the time. That's a critical component to the race truck, and there's a lot of adjustability there, especially when we're limited on practice and stuff like that. There's just a lot of things that we could do with bump stops instead of stoppers now.
We're going to go right here in the middle.
L.A. Stern, Santa Maria Times. So you beat the boss. What did he say to you after the race?
He said, good job. I said, thank you. It's an honor to beat you. I said, it's a bucket list thing. He said, it's good for me, but not for him. I was like, yeah. Huh? Yeah, I said it was like a bucket list thing. It really was. I mean, beat Kyle Busch. Not many people do that, and especially in the truck series. How many KBM drivers have beat Kyle Busch? Seriously, it's been John Hunter and a few others, not many more. So,
any final questions for Chandler? No? Okay. Thank you very much, Chandler.